the Tongan crowd cheering on the Junior Matildas last year during their Pacific Step Up Tour. The Junior Matildas are Australia's national under-17 women's football team, coached by Ray Downer. And in August of last year, they became the first Australian tour since the Socceroos in 2005 to visit the Pacific when they toured Tonga, Vanuatu and the Solomon Islands. Even though the matches and tour have well and truly finished, the relationship and camaraderie between the Junior Matildas and the Pacific football players lives on. And so when the Junior Matildas heard that the devastating impacts caused by Cyclone Harold and the global pandemic, they wanted to send a message of support to their Pacific football sisters. Talia Olatia spoke to Junior Matildas player Miranda Templeman and filmmaker Dean Giorgio about the video.
To our Pacific Island sisters.
It doesn't matter where in the world we all are.
We are all battling this new epidemic threat together.
But our hearts went out when we saw
that our friends in the Pacific Islands also
had to deal with Cyclone Harold.
Hi, I'm Miranda. I'm the goalkeeper for the Junior Matildas, and I was privileged enough to be able to visit three of the Pacific Islands on a friendly tour last year. Yeah, so my parents called me into the living room while they were watching the news one night and showed me this segment on Cyclone Harold and just the devastation that it had caused to all three of the islands that we'd visited. And so we got to talking about how welcoming they'd all been of us into their communities and their culture. And we thought that the message might be lost a bit in the media with all the virus updates and everything. So we just wanted to kind of get the message out there a bit more and raise some awareness for it, and what better way to do that through the football community.
With no football
and social isolation from your community
and then the terrible weather event,
we want you to know
that we are thinking of you.
We know how important football
and community are
to the Pacific Island people.
Once we had the idea, I messaged Dean, who's from God Less Creative, and he came away with us on the trip. He loved the idea about the video, and I knew it would be something that all the players would be eager to get involved in.
Miranda, she's the one who approached me and said, Dean, you know, I really want to do something with the girls and all that, you know, where we can send a message, you know, with what's happening now. And she goes, can you help? I said, of course. I said, well, let's do it. I said, let's not, you know, talk about it. Let's do it. So then, and it was just amazing the response I got, because I just quickly contacted Aaron, and I said, look, mate, I said, we've got to put a message together. What do you think? And then he sort of said to me, hey, look, maybe the message should be something along these lines. And then I sort of scripted out, and then I sent it to the girls.
So the next day, Dean sent a message to all the players with a script, and everyone got their own line, and then every player responded with a video within the next 24 hours, which was just amazing.
Yeah, they all went and they all recorded themselves and they all sent their videos to me straight away or as soon as, you know, humanly possible. And they were so rapt about it. They said, oh, look, you know, they said, anything else you need from us, Dean, but please, you know, let us know and we will accommodate. And I thought, gee, these kids, you know, so what a special group. And they all sort of, you know, pulled together. And if I'm happy about something is that when I said to the girls, do your video diaries, they did them really well, considering some of these girls, when we first met them and we were doing interviews, you know, they were mutes. You know, they wouldn't even want to talk because they were too shy. They were very self-conscious. They were never sort of exposed to sort of being in front of a camera and talking and relaying their feeling. And they did their job. And then, you know, obviously we've got some great footage from Pacific Islands.
And then Dean worked his magic, and before long we had this beautiful video out on social media. So really, once the ball was rolling, all these amazing, talented people just took the reins and brought the video to life, which is gorgeous.
And we pray
that you will get through this quickly.
And fingers crossed,
when this is all over,
we might be able to come back
and help out with a game of football.
And what has the reaction been like from the Pacific to this video?
Kieran, who's our international relations manager, he's reached out to all the island's football associations with the video and asking if they could get the message to the players, because really the players is who the video is all about. That's who we wanted to get the message to. So last I heard, the Solomon Islands replied with a thank you message and that they would definitely pass the video onto their plays, which is amazing. And Tonga have put the video out onto their social media platform. So hopefully some of the players will see the video through there.
And it's amazing too, when I was talking to Dean, he said that when he showed it to your coach, Ray, that she actually cried.
I did show Ray first. I said, look, you want to have a look at it? And she wrote back to me. She said, Dean, she goes, oh, I'm a wreck. She goes, I'm in tears. She said, I love these girls.
Yeah, it kind of makes me a bit emotional, really. Ray is such an absolute role model to everyone in our team. And I think she's definitely part of the reason that the culture within the group is just so amazing. To have her be proud of us for something like that, it really means a lot.
Lots of love
from your footballing sisters, the Junior Matildas.
Really just all my thoughts and prayers go out to the players and their families. And I hope that you can all recover quickly from this.
Absolutely, and no doubt that you guys would be keen to go back to the Pacific and, you know, play a game of football.
100%. Their countries are just so beautiful, you know. They welcomed us so lovingly into their countries. You know, we had dancers and musicians and the players welcoming us at the airports with these gorgeous homemade flower necklaces. And it just goes to show you how football can unite people.
That was Junior Matildas player Miranda Templeman and filmmaker Dean Giorgio from Goldleaf Creative talking to Talia Olatia. We'll share that video on the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page so you can watch it for yourself. And it's also worth noting that the Junior Matildas Pacific Step Up Tour was a partnership between Football Federation Australia and the Australian Government's Foreign Affairs Department as part of its Pacific Step Up.